All right, here we go. Welcome back to the weekly wrap-up. Season 2 may have concluded, but we're still here for you over on The Bean. Slowly, we will get our boys into the panel here, and we will be excited to get rocking and rolling on a Friday night once again. I want to first welcome Bundy Beats. How are you, my friend?
I'm great! Woo!
Must be. We're going to wait on the rest of the panel here. We'll get the little intro.
Fuck the panel.
Well, compared to last week, we might not need the panel. Neither here nor there. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to reminisce on season 2. Plenty of fantastic interviews that went down in season 2. So I'd love to break some of those down. Of course, we've got some UFC topics that I want to tackle. A lot of stuff going down in the UFC world. March Madness has officially started.
Yeah.
March Madness has officially started.
I do have madness. Real quick, when I said fuck the panel, I didn't mean fuck the panel. I meant like fuck the panel. You know what
I mean? You meant like physically having sexual intercourse with the panel.
Let's get romantic.
This is a romantic podcast. Wait till April 1st. This is a romantic podcast.
April, I'm gonna take my big suckers.
Damn right! Ooh, don't spoil the joke.
I'm clarifying the joke for our more unintellectual listeners.
Whoa, for our simple listeners, if you will. For the people we would call simple.
I'm simple. I'm spanking my cat's butt right now.
You are definitely a simple person.
Simpleton. This is the thing. Simpleton. Yeah, that's the term.
I want to take my victory lap. Greg Hardy was officially released from the UFC, so we'll talk about that. We do have a lot of different UFC topics, of course. Like I said, March Madness. Pete Davidson. Probably, I'm on Kanye's level at this point. He's an enemy. I do not like Pete Davidson one bit. So we'll get to Pete Davidson.
A lot
Davidson.
Of people do, and he has some good jokes. He's entertaining.
Name me one good Pete Davidson joke.
Do you want me to like reiterate the entire joke?
Correct. If he's so funny.
The last time I did and myself enjoy a Pete Davidson skit was it was a couple from SNL. That's way ago, but like it was when he was shitting on Kanye. I don't condone the behavior, but it's been like you know he puts on the hat. He's like 2006. Make Kanye 2006 again. That whole skit, he was on that talk show.
2006 Kanye was saying George Bush didn't care about black people. So.
Well, okay, but it's
Kanye
still funny.
Also had bars.
Take your meds, you know.
Correct.
You know what I mean. You know, you're with the program.
I remember when I was little and I listened to Kanye for like the first time, I'm like, oh, this is kind of nice, you know.
I was actually addicted. I was addicted to Heartless. When
that
I was like,
back then.
Ooh, I was
really?
Like,
that's a good track.
I was,
that's
yes, dude. Oh my God. I'm at my grandmother's house. She's babysitting me. I'm like 12 years old, not even probably. Honestly, I'm probably like 10, 9. I listened to that song for like 6 hours straight one day on loop, playing video games on it. My grandmother's
not Jesus it. Walks, which is an absolute banger.
When did that one come out?
I don't think
that was early. That was College Dropout, I believe.
Dude, I don't think I've heard that one. Like,
that's
ever.
A banger. When it all falls down.
Nowadays, when someone says Kanye, the first song I think of is Heartless.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just what I think of.
I think of the song where he talks about bleaching somebody's asshole and getting bleach on his t-shirt.
What?
And then looking like an asshole.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What's wrong with Kanye? He makes a song about... Oh my God, I don't even know what to say.
Welcome to the weekly wrap-up. There's no need to even go into the beats. We're here. Cody will be joining us momentarily. Welcome, Laka. We didn't get to properly welcome you. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. I just so happened to join as soon as you're talking about good old Skeet there.
Skeet, bro, stop.
We have plenty to get to about Skeet, but I don't think that's where we'll lead. Cody will join us momentarily, so I think the best place to lead is probably the most embarrassing story, honestly, of 2022. Easily of 2021.
It's still early 2022.
Exactly. And I stand by this statement. The most I called it. I absolutely called it. We talked about it in the show's group chat. But Rock 102, Saga Communications, WAQY. Yeah, see, there's a reason I'm tagging all you, you fucks. I listened to the Rock 102 morning show, I want to say Thursday morning? Either Thursday or Wednesday morning. And obviously here in Massachusetts, we have the Holyoke St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up. Cool, cool. Sounds dreadful. I'd rather fucking watch paint dry than go not, to...
Not only am I a partaker in the Irish traditions of... it's just basically a white dominant... you know what I mean? Like, it's a holiday for white culture, but like,
oh, right.
Saint Patrick was like, he was like a slave and he was free. God spoke to him, and he's it was a whole thing, right? But like, I saw this is all that's very important and all, but like, my biggest thing about Saint Patrick's Day is I saw my first in real life fist fight at a Saint Patrick's Day parade. All of a sudden, there's just random guy. He's just standing in the crowd. He's minding his own business. Drinking his beer, right? All of a sudden, this girl comes up with like a 16-ounce fluid ounce drink beer that's expensive at a parade. Dumps it on his head. He's shocked. He's like, "What the?" All of a sudden, this guy comes up right behind her who just dumped the beer on this guy's head and just starts wailing on him. And like three guys jump in, and I was like, "Holy fuck!" I'm like 10, 11, 12 at this point, same age, really. The Holyoke and the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I'm standing in a field next to like a concession stand where they're selling St. Patrick's Day Parade toys. And all of a sudden, the huge brawl just fucking burst out of nowhere. And I'm literally like 10 feet away from them. I'm very close. I could literally hear the teeth cracking. It was crazy.
You definitely put the horse in front of the carriage on that one. Because.
Whatever.
We're going. That's true. That is true. Well, you watched me punch that motherfucker right in the mouth in shop 1 year. That kind of counted as a fist fight.
This was after, though. I said first. First.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to see that.
Oh, you would have loved it. It was a clean right hook, like a Kamaru Usman, Israel Adesanya type hook to the mouth.
The kid he punched almost fell off his feet, Lack.
Oh, he definitely hit the screws on the other side of the parts room. Like, I put that motherfucker back. Neither here nor there.
As long as he deserved it.
He was,
that's neither here nor there.
Racism was a factor in the fight.
Nope, it was never racism. It was never racism, especially while we're live on air. It was never racism. I was defending myself. None of these are the actual points that I want to bring up. I listened to the morning show. Since they have relieved longtime host John O'Brien of his duties, I decided to tune in. Like, what's it sound like now? What are we hearing on the Rock 102 morning show, a staple in Western Massachusetts? When I tell you I was physically ill from the content that I was hearing, I'm telling you, at first I was like, oh shit, maybe it's a hangover. I didn't drink the night before. I was physically ill at how embarrassing and how disgusting Rock 102 has become. Let's start, boys. Let's break this one down, because this is...
My coworker does have it on every single morning when I go in.
Do you punch him in the mouth?
Yes. It's not his fault, Briggs. Why would you punch him?
Sometimes I bring my headphones in, just put those on and listen to some Tupac instead.
A much better listen, to be honest.
Ever since you said that it was like scripted now and all that, it's just like, oh, I'm not interested in anyone.
And you can hear it now. It doesn't grab. And unfortunately, Bundy did put the horse in front of the carriage on this one. But my biggest example of it was they were talking about said Holyoke St. Patrick's Day Parade. Big event. It's a huge event. They were talking about the fact that it is a big parade. It's a big city. There isn't technically a ton of spaces to be able to relieve yourself, whether you got to drop a deuce, take a leak, whatever it may be. Now, when I tell you, I've heard canned bits before. I mean, I listen to a lot of bad radio because I hate my mental health. I love me some bad radio. So I will listen to this shit. This was the most written for you prep burger, whatever you want to call it, disaster of a show. So they're talking about, again, the Holyoke St. Patrick's Day Parade.
The poor hosts.
Oh, note. The new host is an absolute fucking drip. He's a bore. He sucks.
Oh, bet. It's not helping him. Oh, my God. That
no, not one bit. Not one bit. I went into it. Wait, I went into it.
Is it a man or a woman? Is it
it's a man.
Or...
It's a man. I'm surprised they didn't go for the diversity hire and go with a woman.
The esque. Yeah, yeah.
They didn't. They went with a man, and they were talking about the parade.
Yeah.
They were talking about the fact there's not sanitary places. Fine, whatever. Then they were talking about, oh, well, maybe you'll see public. Shouts to Maddie. Welcome to the program. They were talking about having to relieve yourself, whatever. Oh, do it in public, this and that. They tell one story. Oh, we were sitting on this hill behind a gas station, and this guy went behind a dumpster. He took a leak, this and that.
Oh, no.
Like, okay, well, that doesn't sound real. Like, okay. I'm like, you mean to tell me there's this giant ass mountain in the background? They didn't see it when they went to take a piss behind the fucking dumpster? Fuck you. I don't believe it.
It's probably the most convenient for them at the time.
And when you're drunk, you're not thinking very clearly because everyone there is drunk.
Sure. Good job, boys.
Thinking very clearly.
Good job. Good job. And now I'm going to completely shit on your chests with this one. So then, Mr. New Host, who is, again, an absolute drip, absolute bore. I would rather listen to Paint Dry instead of watch it. I'd rather listen to it than this man. He sucks on air.
What's his name, bro?
Can't remember. That's how unmemorable he is. At least you're listening to Brooks of the Wrap It Up podcast. You can remember that shit. You cannot remember whatever the fuck this guy's name was. Welcome, Cody. We'll get to you in a moment.
Sir.
When I tell you, so he then talks about, oh, public urination, this and that. He thinks he's making a funny joke. And again, he's reading off a fucking script because he's a loser and getting paid way too much fucking money to be a loser. Talks about the fact that once. Okay. I'll get to you.
I love when I shave the back of my
Please read it. Please read it, Bundy.
I love when I shave the back of my own neck. So my hair looks fly and all girls love it. Sorry I haven't been eating Pop-Tarts and fingering my uncle's new wife. Because she walked into my room and said, I can call you a Daff?
And call you Dario.
Jesus.
Thing. Okay, anyway. All the girls love it. Sorry I have been eating Pop-Tarts and finger my uncle's new wife because she walked into my room and said, I can call you Dario and listen to KMFDM Fuck Losers. Yeah.
Exactly.
Out of all that text, I can agree with one thing. I can agree with one thing. Eating Pop-Tarts and fingering my uncle's new wife. Good job.
No, bro, this is fire. He probably had that plan. It was premeditated.
He probably had the strawberry Pop-Tarts, basically.
If the uncle's wife is looking for it, that's neither here nor there. I can't control that there, dickhead. Again, I do want to finish this. I do want to finish this point. Just a minute. I do want to finish this point. They are, again, talking about using the bathroom. And again, I don't honestly think it's that hard. There's plenty of places in Holyoke to use the bathroom. Yeah. Neither here nor there.
Yep.
Neither here nor there. Mr. New co-host or host, whatever the fuck promotion he got. Honestly, I'm convinced he's the program director because he's such a fucking douchebag.
You just hear it in his voice.
Yes, he's a fucking twat. And so he's like, you know, there was once my grandfather got caught pissing outside of school in public urination. Well, first of all here, dummy.
You sound like that's a crime.
That's a crime.
That's more than a crime. I mean, that's just got to impact some religions as well or something.
Bundy, you are hiccuping a lot. I'd get away from the mic.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
I'm sorry.
That's a crime for starters. So no, your grandfather living in this retirement home did not piss in front of a bunch of fucking children. they are doing the most scripted and canned stories. They don't talk about the politics of Western Massachusetts. They don't talk about anything anymore. I called it right off rip. They wanted to get rid of John O'Brien. And Lacka was also on this take as well. They wanted to get O'Brien out of there because he talked about shit that was going on and gave you two sides of the story. And corporate doesn't want that.
And they were like, no. They're using their brain cells. No.
God forbid. God fucking forbid. So John Bryan, nowhere to be heard. And I don't know if we reported this on the live or not, or if we did it on the Spotify, but I did hear back from the GM of Saga Communications, David Aldred. Yep. He did send me an email saying that they don't comment on...
I can't stop hiccuping!
Thank you. David Aldred did not... You're getting really close to a mute, my friend. David Aldred... David Aldred did reach back because I asked, I was like, yo, do you want to come on the pod and talk about what happened? Like, I mean, we've been forced to listen to this god awful fucking faucet drip of a host and have no explanation on where John O'Brien is. He says they don't comment on medical conditions of their hosts.
Wow.
John O'Brien has no problem saying that his leaving was involuntary. So
involuntary, yeah.
Involuntary, he said. It's involuntary. You Neanderthal illiterate, ginger-looking, Pop-Tart fruity fuck.
Uncle wife fingering fuck.
Cunt.
Thank you.
You stupid.
Thank you.
Cunt.
Correct. So again, it is always hashtag fuck Saga Communications, fuck Rock 102. I was again. I said it at the top. Physically ill. When I listened to the program last Thursday, it was despicable what they have done to the Rock 102 morning show. Neither here nor there. Boys, how are we doing?
Doing good. I want to see how Cody's doing. It's been a minute.
The boy.
Right. Good, baby.
Cody's Mr. had a Papa baby.
She's hiccuping, too.
Oh, my God. I got hiccups, bro. Okay, get a rid of
it. Is it as obnoxious as Bundy Beats' hiccups right into the microphone?
Wow. I mean, depending on how much he's drinking, there's probably the same amount of vomit involved.
I'm sober.
Yeah, okay.
Just kidding.
Welcome to the weekly wrap-up.
You saw, you just got teased, my boy.
That was you.
No, that's the shit that Will did on the other pod. I thought it was funny.
That's true, yeah.
That Toshi dude, that dude.
Listeners, I apologize for the serious crime and inconvenience of my involuntary hiccups.
Thank you. Thank you. It's about time. It's about time you address the people. Wow.
I think that's why I laughed. Fuck off. They just don't stop. It's getting annoying.
Welcome to the Weekly Hiccups. I'm your host, Brooks.
Oh, wait. Whoa, yo.
Beer's
yo.
In the chat, bitch.
Yo. Don't do it.
My gracious, my lord, my grace, your grace. My Thank gracious you. Host, Brooks, once told me a great life hack to get rid Ooh. Of hiccups.
Yep.
And it is to hold your breath and
yep.
swallow three times. If yep. that doesn't work, go beat your dick to some pictures of your cousin. It works. It just does. Not a pretty process. I'm gonna try the first one real quick.
Who's a cutie?
I think the biggest thing is swallowing the deep breath. I think. Well, I don't fucking know. I don't get the hiccups anymore. I've decided not to because I'm built different.
I'm trying to get out of them. I'm trying to scare her, but it's not working. She's invincible.
Did you guys?
Yeah, I don't know if you could scare hiccups out of your baby.
Brooks,
you can try.
Jesus Christ.
Nah, that's fucked up. Everybody, did you know the longest held breath in record is 22 minutes? You could barely hold yours for a minute and a half, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Divers. Fuck did you get a minute and a half for starters? Let's not let him get off the hook with this take.
O'Brien.
Oh, you go on
we
then.
Need to work together and get fast. Paid. Not a number, O'Brien, and a human being. Man, thanks for the like, pal. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you're saying, bro. What? Him the beach. Oh, wait, your Uncle Tom owned a casino?
Does he? Oh, there you go. Boy, Uncle Tom. Look at this guy. Tell him to follow the podcast, and then I'll go out and snort coke with him and drive his Corvette.
Living the fucking life out here, pal. On the beach and everything. Mimosas.
I mean, Hampton isn't that great.
Is there a golf course on the beach?
Can I throw in a side note?
By all means. Floor is yours.
I have been living in hell for the past 6 days. I'm almost on seven.
You mean the past 23 years, my dude?
Go fuck yourself. Yes, that's true, but go fuck yourself.
Are we 23?
So, my side note, shut up.
Ah, come on. Come on now. Come on, Maddie. Same thing.
Stop. Stop. Nope. Oh, my God. So, for the past 6 days, I'm almost... Tomorrow will be seven. I have hiccups. Bear with me. Tomorrow will be seven. A full granted week. A full fiscal week. And I've been bet by my good friend Lucas Gray to gay myself up. And I'm not being offensive. Like, just try
RDF.
To... Be... Okay, fine. RDF. Whatever. Give the impression you're gay. He has made me wear... what's it called? Eyeliner, and he did the blush on my cheeks, and he's made me wear diamond studded earrings in both my ears for a week. The first night I came home, he said he'd pay me $300 if I did this for a week. Again, bear with me, my hiccups are fucking out of control.
That's crazy.
So hold on, he's making me wear makeup and keep in on both ears diamond studded earrings. He basically, his goal was to make me look as gay as possible. Nothing wrong with that, but I do. The first night I accepted his bet, because I would like $300 on top of my tax returns.
Shouts to you, Maddie.
Shouts to you, Maddie, whoever that is. The first night, my mother was like, "You look gay as fuck." And she's a woman. She can say that, right? She's like, "You look gay as fuck." I was like, "Goddamn right I do. $300 in the bank, baby." Tomorrow is the last day I have to endure this torture. I teach children, 16-year-olds, 18-year-olds usually, how to drive in high school students. One of the male students offered me Subway. This is well known that this student is gay, and he offered me dinner. What? That's all. All
right, moving on here.
Dude, what do I do with that? Come on, comment on that.
Clearly, none of us have no comment.
He's really cool, and I really like him. But like, offered to buy me Subway. I'm like, okay, it's working. Oh my god, it's working.
I was like, what's the point though? I forgot you were wearing makeup and earrings.
Yeah,
that's true. It's nice. A known gay student
of our driving school offered me dinner, and I'm like, this is awkward. I took it. I'm not going to lie. I took it. Oh, yeah.
Sure you did. You can definitely hit to the opposite field. You can definitely hit to the opposite field. Let's move on here.
I'm not charming enough for a girl to buy me dinner.
Right about that. Let's talk some UFC.
You didn't have to rub it in. Just saying.
Yeah, well, you knew I was going to. That was your fault. Let's talk some UFC, boys.
Hey, baby. She still got the hicks, boys.
Of course. Well, I don't know if saying the hicks is the best response there.
I still have the
apparently
hicks.
Apparently, so does Bundy.
She got the hickeys. You got a little hickey.
No, your baby does not have hickey.
Oh, my God. Connie,
she got a little hiccups, yo.
I think hicks works better.
Or say hiccups.
Keep it light.
Presented by Cody Gems.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's talk a little UFC before we really dive into the meaty questions of the weekend. We're talking now, I've seen it a couple of times on Twitter, Israel Adesanya versus Colby Covington is a possibility. Colby Covington could beef up in weight to go face Israel Adesanya.
Oh, yes. Definition on meaty questions. Wink, wink.
Okay.
To all you young gents out there.
Okay. Izzy, again, they've been going back and forth trying to hype up this fight. They don't need to. There's plenty of hype around this fight because Covington just fucking dog walked Jorge Masvidal last weekend. So Yes, Colby Covington is a great wrestler. Fine. Israel Adesanya is working with Kamaru Usman and Francis Ngannou, who are both elite wrestlers. This is the triangle of life. I was talking to Cody, also, and I believe Bundy Beats, about this. Not only is it a triangle of the Star Wars fucking music in the background,
are you doing it right now? What is happening?
It's not me.
Who the fuck? What is happening? What is that? Ugh, fuck. Jacob's still here.
All right. Covington has said that he can out-wrestle Izzy, and I disagree with this specifically for the fact that Izzy has been working with Usman, with Ngannou, and now there's a fourth piece of that puzzle. You guys may not or may remember Khabib Nurmagomedov, who is honestly arguably a GOAT of UFC.
He beat Conor twice. He's absolutely a motherfucking GOAT.
Khabib.
He's a goddamn ram.
Khabib is now reportedly working with both, all three. Izzy, Usman, Ngannou. If that doesn't spell disaster for UFC, I don't know what does. Those guys don't lose. If all four of them, you take knockout power with Usman, you take knockout power with Ngannou, you take wrestling ability with Izzy, and then you take the masterpiece that is Khabib and put it all in one into four different fucking fighters?
Into one little baby?
That's also true. That's also true. If I was a woman, I'd be spreading my legs for one of these four fighters.
You mean four of alpha male type energy, Joe?
Correct. If that. It doesn't even need to be alpha. It could just be fucking genes. And be like, yo, split my box in two. Let's do it. Let's create. Welcome, Benjamin. You didn't need to hear that.
You can get a contest. Is that a contest?
that was absolutely the most out of context thing you could have ever heard from the show. Beers just in the chat.
We made it to the homepage. Let's go. Beers in the
chat. We did. And so, continuing with our UFC topic here, Jon Jones, fuck you, Benjamin. Jon Jones is likely getting shoehorned into a heavyweight interim title fight because Dana White continues to refuse to pay Francis Ngannou what he's worth. And let's keep it a buck. Francis Ngannou is worth whatever the fuck he wants. He was in the Jackass movie. Made a bunch of money there, I'm sure. Thank you. Made a bunch of money there. Ngannou can knock out anyone. And now he can wrestle. Ngannou right now should be the pound-for-pound best fighter, but Jon Jones is busy beating the shit out of his wife. So we're not going to see the Ngannou fight.
I thought he was busy getting locked the fuck up.
I mean, he should be. Jon Jones should be in jail. He should fucking be in jail. There's no way he could beat Ngannou, but Dana White's like, oh, he's not going to be here. Let's shoehorn Jon Jones into the fight.
Beers for you.
Beers to Rima. Welcome, Rima.
Hey, give me a beer. I'm sober. I don't like it.
I got highly disregard for your ass. Yeah, exactly. I got a fucking ice water for you. Fuck you, Rima. Also, speaking of deranged women beaters, I do want to take my victory lap. Greg Hardy has officially been released from the UFC. Fuck you, Greg Hardy. He could kick my ass. Don't care. He beats women. I don't beat women. I already have the one up on him. Yo, Hiccup Jones, you okay over there?
I'm just hiccuping on women right now. I'm smoking weed. Is that okay to say? I don't even know.
I mean, the show doesn't go anywhere, so you're probably okay.
Gets rid of hiccups because it replaces it with coughs. No more hiccups. Oh god.
Honestly, I think I'd rather the hiccups at this point.
I'm okay.
Weekly wrap up. All right, boys. March Madness is here. March Madness is here. We did see a little bit of madness, a lot of madness last night. Shouts to the St. Peter's Peacocks. Go Cox. I'm shooting for a team full of cocks just to beat and the rest of everyone.
These cocks are only the size of a pea.
Well, have you ever seen a peacock cock?
Yes.
Is it the size of a bee?
It's bigger than mine. Do
oh
they
my
pee?
God.
Do they pee out of their cock? No.
No.
Do they pee out of their cock? The clever class. Fuck.
Is it in the same scientific class as regular birds?
But they don't fly.
They are. They're categorized as
penguins or ostriches or
they're dinosaurs.
Other, like,
everyone knows it.
Didn't fly when they existed.
When the Earth used to be flat, about 12 million years ago, the Earth was flat. Peacocks were like big dinosaurs, and then the Earth was all of a sudden round somehow. I don't agree, but somehow the Earth is now round, and then they turn into little shitty birds.
All right, shouts to our flat earther Bundy Beats. Let's talk a little bit about Pete Davidson.
Birds don't exist.
Okay.
What?
Birds don't exist.
I agree.
Great. Now I know who to mute for the rest of the show. Let's talk about Pete Davidson not being a good comedian, shall we?
Brooks, real quick. Your podcast is literally about your co-host ruining your episode. That is
oh, absolutely.
Podcast. My podcast is about me trying to talk about serious news.
It's so
like
entertaining,
the whole episode,
though, yo. It's great. I think it's great.
Once we get flat earthers, I mean, we've kind of gone off the deep end.
Enough. I think lack is enough.
Correct. I agree.
Do you remember all the flat earther?
You know what I want to talk about. I want to talk about all the stuff that we've been through up to this point. From season one to season two, I just want to talk about.
It's a good way
I
to
don't.
Start season three, Brooks.
I don't.
Brooks, sure, it's a good way to start season fire. Three.
So we're wrapping up. We're wrapping up to wrap it up.
It's your fucking title to the show, bro.
Season two, at least.
Wait, maybe for season three, dude. It's about
me.
Let the man talk.
I mean, that was a good point. Honestly, I did have this point in mind when it came to. Season three into season two, entering season three will officially be the third different season where I've started with a different co-host. Season one, I started with Bundy Beats. Season two was solo, and then I added Cody, but he was not there for episode one. Episode one was a solo show. And now season three, Cody will be joining me as the co-host. Season four? Who the fuck knows at this point? If we're gonna, you know,
dude, we'll be
go
canceled.
With the betting hand,
we'll be
it'll be somebody different.
we had to rename.
By season four, we'll have a couple albums out, bro. We'll be talking about them.
It's also true.
About tracks.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we have a lot. I've been
just
we've been pondering a lot.
Just an FYI, I got the summer banger already written.
Oh,
the 2022 summer banger is written, sitting in my notebook right now.
Send it over, baby. Let me get this sneak.
It's pretty special. I don't want to tell you anything.
Probably
one of my favorite tracks I've ever
heard. I'm very nervous.
Lacka
for the tape I'm gonna try to put out for season three.
My boy John Lack.
Interactive tape.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, I have a gift in return.
Oh, you want me to get that?
It's this dick.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate it.
Sorry, you're welcome.
As you were saying, Cody.
Everyone.
No, I was just saying I'm really nervous, but I got a lot to talk about, and I don't want to it to be on this particular episode. So
definitely
kind of we're gonna integrate that, but there's gonna be a lot, and I think it'll really kind of open up. To some perspective, so
hell yeah. Season three is definitely going to be the season of not only this show, we're going to continue to put the spotlight on underrated content creators who deserve it, but also season three will be a lot of behind the lyrical curtain, which is honestly probably to this date the most fun I've had with structuring a show. I cannot wait to start running BTLC episodes because It's going to be the Joe Rogan Experience.
CEO, we're going to have our own community and everything.
I couldn't agree more myself. That sounds like a fucking great idea. Good job, dude. Yes. That
sounds like a lot of fun. We're going to have our own flag, our own community. It's
going to be a lot of fun. That's all. I can... Oh, my God.
It's going to
do it right now. Why are you waiting? I want
because
right
we're banking
now.
Episodes. We're after banking
you open
episodes.
Up sauce, you got to put it in the fridge, right? Like tomato sauce.
I put my dick in the fridge once.
I don't know.
Came out really cold.
We were on the show.
I believe you gotta put it back in the fridge there. Apparently. Whatever works.
Did you say put it back in the fridge? Oh my god.
Well, I didn't. I put it in the fridge.
We gotta get to these tires. We gotta get to these tires, Brooks.
I'm trying to. I want to get to the topic that probably affected me the most throughout the week, obviously. Like, we just kind of teased there. We ended season two. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with season two, of course. Bunch of great interviews. Go check them out in the catalog if you're listening to this on repeat. Go check out the Spotify. A lot of great content creators. However, moving forward, I saw a post... I don't want to say that it infuriated me because that might be an L on my part, but I saw it and I had an epiphany, if you will. And I want to beg the question to the panel here. Would you change your vocabulary, your vernacular, if you knew your ex followed you when it came to posting a relationship anniversary post? Now,
I'm trying to sound smart as fuck. That she missed fuck out.
Correct. Now, I saw a post either last night or the night before where you could have sent that to me. Like, any random person, any fan of the show could have sent it to me, and I would have believed that that was a text that I saw from my ex in 2017 and not an Instagram post in 2022. So my question, and again, I don't know if the panel has a lot of different takes on it, but do you change your vocabulary if you know that you have an ex who is following said account? Because I would, but I'll put it up to the floor here.
Well, let me put it this way.
It doesn't
matter what anyone else thinks. Let me put it this way. Well. If you were to type an essay, are you going to copy and paste the essay? Or are you going to write the essay?
I'm going to write the essay because I'm a great writer.
Brooks, I have something to say about
if you're not
about
a published
Lacka's
author
answer.
Like our good friend Brooks. Are you going to copy?
Oh, published author.
You're going to copy.
You're round of applause, everybody listening.
Take the laugh. They're copy and pasting. I don't care what you say. Beer and fat.
Guys, I have a interesting question. Lacka, what was your answer?
It doesn't matter what anyone thinks.
Exactly, but it does. Your ex isn't anybody. I'm not disagreeing with you. That is a perfectly rational, sane-minded thing to say. I'm not very sane-minded, so I think I would do the opposite. Who cares what anybody thinks? This ex is not anybody. It's your ex. So what I would do is I would make sure they read the same words I once said to them. Fuck them. It's a kick in the balls.
What?
They don't, it's a the kick nuts. In the balls they don't have, basically. A slap in the face, punch in the dick.
You know? Punch in the empty face.
Yes. The void that I once, you know.
Honestly, I would change it up. You know, I would use the same buzzwords. I wouldn't use sweet and thoughtful and caring.
Watch
I'd switch
them,
it up.
Though. Watch them. Yes, I know you would. You make your own thing out of the same.
I'm a psychopath.
You have the structure of what you want to say, but you gotta play with what you put into it. I'm going to keep the same old message just so they know they've been replaced. I want to really rub it in because every ex I've had has burned me. So go fuck them.
I think you should get help. You know?
Oh no, they need help. When I'm done with them, burned, destroyed, rub it in. They need help. They go. You go to therapy.
Surgery.
No. Oh my god.
No, no. Therapy. Therapy, not surgery.
I was going to say.
The fuck?
My fault.
My fault. That's on me. That's on me. I would I would 1000% change it. And I would always start like. And again, I do need help. I'll be the first to admit it. I do need help. But, you know, I see how the friends react to it. I'm like, oh, that one works. That one works. Let me change it and be even more creative with it. Oh, you're so caring, this and that. You're such a caretaker. You're thoughtful.
Sad.
You're all that. We change it to the most toxic of words over here at the Wrap It Up Podcast, baby, presented by Cody Gems and, of course, by Buzzsprout. If you're listening to this show, you want your own show on Spotify. You don't want to listen to it on Podbean. I don't fucking blame you. I don't blame you one bit. Buzzsprout is hands down the best way to launch and promote your own show. Buzzsprout can have your podcast online and listed in all the major podcast directories within 24 hours. If you go to our Spotify, there is a link in all of our show notes for a $20 Amazon gift card. All you have to do is click the link and sign up for a paid plan. I'm sure you guys have takes. If you're listening to this back on replay, you're probably livid at the asinine takes coming out of this program. Have your own show. Give your own takes.
Do it better than us, because none of that.
Correct. Correct. A paid plan through Buzzsprout gets you.
We don't suck. It's just Brooks. He's dragging us down.
Right. I'm the one coming from him. A paid plan through Buzzsprout gets you a $20 Amazon gift card, and you'll be supporting this show. So go to Spotify, check out our show notes, and happy creating.
Sorry, Buzzsprout.
Sorry, Buzzsprout. I do apologize, Buzzsprout.
Buzzsprout, I am the most to blame.
But we are overthrowing the government. Brooks, you're out.
I would never be. I would love to see you guys create that.
Impeachment.
Right.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going on strike, Brooks.
No, you should.
Do you have to reiterate the ad read? Because you have to like spit it perfectly. Are you going to get
no.
that? They won't
no.
kick you?
Absolutely. It is. Oh, okay. We integrate it into the podcast. It is an interactive. Course, this is art, okay?
Damn right.
Do you fucking code the blockchain? No, you don't.
What the fuck?
As far as the blockchain,
what the fuck, Cody?
Okay, they are wizards. They are the masters at their craft.
Cody.
We do not disrespect them. We don't refute.
Damn right. Let's begin to wrap it up, boys, before we get into Rapid Fire 3.0.
No, we have one more topic before we wrap it up into 3.0.
No shit, if you wouldn't step on me.
You scared me. I thought you were going to cut out the segment.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Two different topics before we get to Rapid Fire 3.0. I think I'm debating. I'm looking at my notes here. I think we'll start with this one and with the other one. The Saudi Golf Tour is coming to Boston, and it has a massive purse for whoever who could win it. I do want to preface this by saying if any three of you end up at the Saudi Arabia Golf Tour, you will be fired from the program for accepting blood money. But let's talk about this blood money. So we're looking right now. I'm looking it up now. The Saudi Arabia Golf Tour will be headed to Boston at, let's see here, International Golf Course, which is right outside of Boston. I think technically Brookline, who cares? The purse to win, if you win this tournament, and again, you're accepting blood money, you're looking at $20 million.
That's fine. I like a little red on my...
Do you know what blood diamonds are, Cody? Those are diamonds. They call them blood diamonds because of how many people died mining those diamonds.
Yada, yada. Okay.
Blood money.
Yada, yada.
People die.
He don't give a fuck. He just wants to smuggle.
No. They're just going to do what the fuck they want. And they're the ones who promote war so they can sell fucking crazy.
It's a fair point.
So they could sell.
They're the ones that are engaging in war. It's fucking...
That's my niece. That's my niece yelling at all of you.
There's certain circumstances. I mean, realistically, it's going to happen. History is doomed to repeat itself. And whether it's blood diamonds
or they say.
Fucking whatever diamonds.
Oh, if I was morally corrupt, I would absolutely take the money. But I like to think that I have a good morals here. Well, I don't think I could do it.
That we're being put in these fucking scenarios here. I'm just saying, in like general.
I don't know if I could
do
it.
A blood diamond. Give me a normal diamond. They're coming from the same place. Whether the fucking pirates are fighting over the mines or China wants the mine, whoever wants the mine, they're gonna be pulled out of there and they're gonna be sold.
This is gonna sound really
fair.
They fucking hold. That's like the biggest scandal anyway. They hold like millions of dollars, or millions of dollars, millions of diamonds in vaults and shit. And
yeah,
you control the supply, yeah. You control the demand, you know, whatever.
Isn't that what you're about, though? Supply and demand. It's why it's blood. It's in high demand.
I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I would do it.
Funny ass post. I was like, someone's like, give me a hot dog bun and some ketchup, and we're going to smuggle these passes.
Cody.
Jesus Christ.
Codeman, can I have 1 second? Brooks, yeah. You say you don't know if you would do it. Do you think if you were desperate enough, like you're in a really bad position, would you do it then?
What, smuggle them or pass a law to promote the war to... keep the fluctuation.
The first one, Cody. Just take the fucking money.
It would depend. There's a lot of factors to it.
Some spots, dude, this is like the only source of income is exporting fucking precious resources, which happens to be precious gemstones. So, I mean, they're going to somebody's going to do it for the money. So they're going to do it.
I mean, if I was down bad, maybe, but I would have to get off social media. I'd have to, you know, basically live off the grid.
This podcast is presented by Cody Gems. He does not support.
I don't know if that was the best place to plug it, and I knew you were going to do it.
Not support blood diamonds. Does not sell blood.
We
diamonds.
Do not. Never. Never blood diamonds over at Cody Gems.
Engage in this clandestine or illicit activity.
Christ. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I would take Saudi money. Laka?
I was about to ask him how he's
doing. But then if I won, I wouldn't accept it. I'd just walk away. You know what I mean?
I mean, that might be the way to go.
You just show up, destroy everybody, and be like, I don't even want your prize. Just walk away.
Like, this shit sucks. I'm just here to sun you bitches.
Yeah, I'm just here to play.
What are we doing here?
Destroy everyone. I don't need your money.
That might be the best answer. That might be the possible best answer to the Saudi blood money. But before we get to rapid fire, as we about the 48 minute mark here, Arby's, one of my favorites. I've always said to this day, I've said it to one of my exes, she can attest to it. If I wanted to have roast beef, I would much rather go to Arby's than go to our bedroom. Arby's is now creating vodka, which is curly fried flavored. Right. What are the thoughts? I'll give it up to the floor.
No, thank you. No, thank you. That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me, dog.
My opinion? I would drink it straight and then chase it with actual Arby's fries. Let's go.
Not even shocked. I don't think I could do it. I love Arby's fries and I love vodka. I don't know if I can mix the two. What the fuck did she just say? Arby's fries are great.
They are. They're fucking amazing. Okay, let me tell you.
That's a fair point.
You take the vodka.
That's a fair point.
Hold on, you take the vodka.
What's the name?
Arby's Flies flavored Smirnoff, maybe?
I think New Amsterdam, maybe?
We're not really sure. But
I saw it on Twitter. It's probably fake, but I don't care.
Brooke, did Jacqueline ask how you mix it with something? Let me tell you. You put in a blender with a quart of Arby's fries, thawed, not frozen, right? Put in the blender, take about, I don't know, 6 gallons of Arby's vodka, mix it up, then freeze it into popsicles, and then bam, you got an Arby's fries, Arby's vodka fries,
yeah.
Vodka popsicle.
Shut your mouth. Don't ever speak again.
Summer's coming, dude. I'm saying
I don't know if that's a good fucking excuse for this.
That's a no time drink. No time of the year.
It's a wartime drink, and that's generous.
Hey, you're by the pool. You're thinking about Arby's, and you're like, I could use a popsicle too. Boom.
Boobs.
Doesn't say boobs. I wish it'd say boobs. Love me a good setup.
Use boobs your imagination. On the program.
I love me a good setup.
I don't know if I could do it. I love both, but I don't know if I can mix the two.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
Cody?
What?
Well, there's your answer, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think we'll be purchasing the Arby's vodka.
I will.
Sorry, Arby's.
Oh, shit. No, absolutely not.
They're away. They're fine. Somewhere
dude, I feel like they make these crazy outlandish shit just so people are like, oh, I should try that at least once. And then they get 30,000 people to spend.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, $10 on their shit and boom.
Guys. Walking into a party and holding the bottle of that.
Oh my
get
god.
Get your shit pushed in.
Be like, around, flossing your teeth. Look what I got,
well,
bros.
Be like, how do we solve the diabetes dilemma?
Hold on.
Kill him.
Hold on. Laka.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
John, Laka, you asked the question, what if you were to walk into a party with a bottle of Arby's Fries vodka? I think it's a matter of perspective. It depends on where you're partying. If you're in Japan, they eat crazy shit. You know the Lay's chips out there are like crab and I don't know. I'm just saying, like, everywhere is different. McDonald's in Ireland, they have a totally different menu.
But everyone hates mixing vodka and curly fries. I think that's a national dilemma.
They wouldn't have released it if it wasn't good, right?
No. Have you heard?
There's a lot of things out there that's released and not good.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen to this program. This program gets out there and it stinks. I don't think Arby's vodka is going to take off. I don't. Shouts to our boy, Shay Harrison.
I don't either, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to buy it.
Oh, I might buy it just for the memes. I might buy it just for the memes. Might be worth it. Who the fuck knows? What if it's priced reasonably?
You must be into the NFTs then.
Right.
NFTs, douchebags. Should we get into rapid fire, boys, as we begin to wrap it up here tonight?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm ready to fucking...
Let's get into it. This intro, of course, does not make sense for who is hosting it. But this will, of course...
I'll just yell my name over. I'll know, I think.
I guess, if that's how you choose. But ladies and gentlemen, let's get into this rapid fire.
It's now time for rapid fire with
Cody. Come on, let's hear that. Give me some.
Screw your English class, learn my rhymes and lyrics from the old school rap.
Yo, damn, it was on, a five really. Fingers of death.
It's a very short beat. Three fingers of death
in less than 30 seconds.
Damn right.
See what you can do. One bar.
Hit me
with one bar. That's all I need.
You guys are giving me heartburn.
Cody, the floor is yours for Rapid Fire 3.0.
Oh, very good. All right. So, boys. We may begin our session. Please link into the Zoom. Brooks? Okay, good. Okay. So, would you rather live out the rest of your life or relive the life you currently live, guaranteeing you the years you've already had without death?
Can you repeat the question? I didn't get the
definitely relive.
Would you rather live out the rest of your life or would you rather take the second? Would you rather restart your life and know you're going to die at this point in your life. So you got 23 years to reset. Or would you
relive? relive.
Because you're guaranteed 23 years of another existence opposed to possibly dying tomorrow. So that's what I'm trying to get. So you can either live out the rest of your life or restart it. And
we get it. We get
without
it.
Any yeah. knowledge, you know, as well. So you're going to have to relive. Figure out tonight again.
Relive.
I would definitely relive it. I have plenty of shit I would do over, so I would relive it.
And we've already lived this life. Don't matter to me.
I don't really have any regrets. I'd love to see the rest of my story, so to speak. I would like
Very
to
nice.
Live out the rest of my life.
Very nice.
I like it. Yeah. Interesting, okay. right?
Really, the future is mine that... to create. So if I started over from scratch, you know, it'd be the same point where I am right now.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I feel like. Yep. I feel like it would be a long journey back to this.
Well, would you?
I made way too many mistakes in one specific relationship. I'm living that shit back. Run it back, boys.
Yeah, but you make the same mistakes. If you live the same life, you make the same mistakes. So
I would make the same mistakes. I'm a dumbass.
Do you get to restart with the knowledge we have now?
That's what I was thinking. I think yes. I think yeah.
Then definitely relive it. Oh my god!
Run the shit back. I think
I'm gonna invest in Bitcoin. Every penny I've ever had, I'll be rich on it.
So yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Boo.
You have the current knowledge. So, but I mean, realistically now, I mean, like I said, the past, you know, is doomed to repeat itself. So you can make an accurate prediction for the future.
I mean, I got thrown on a bullshit nine, but that's neither here nor there.
Very good. All right, next.
Next.
Kid Rock. Shut up. Kid Rock, Chris Rock, or Crack Rock?
Crack Rock.
I think that's Frank Ocean, isn't it? No.
Kid Rock.
No, that's not, absolutely
that's
Frank
not
Ocean.
What I'm that's not what I'm referencing, honestly. But.
Kid Rock?
No crap.
Chris Rock.
Chris going Rock.
Once? Going once, Chris? Going twice? I do Chris Rock for sure.
Chris Rock as well.
I do Crack Rock with Chris Rock. And Kid Rock.
Isn't that Kid Rock a noted racist?
Kid Rock? Oh, yeah. He probably won't. Yeah. I think maybe
he
is.
He's still around.
I heard about
it. I don't know.
Is he really? He's yeah, that's Kid Rock.
He's retired, but he's
that's
definitely
not
alive.
Did you say retired? Because I think there's something else that rhymes with retired that might be Kid Rock.
Retarded?
Oh, yeah.
All the above.
Try again.
Hi, boys. Everything you touch breaks, or everything you see turns invisible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, everything I touch breaks because I just knock shit over like a dumbass all the time.
Same. I agree.
I'm an observer, bro. I'm like a visual observer.
Yeah, yo. I love.
I'll take the touch, dude.
There's so much beauty in the symmetry.
That would suck.
I wish my car.
Yeah,
would
I would be
your
touch
but...
for sure. I'd be.
I'm
breaking.
A visual learner.
For sure. All right, boys. If you had to remove one from existence, which would you pick? Dreaming or sex?
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely dreaming. I have a story on that. Fuck dreaming.
Because you could have nightmares, but you could get STD. Like, there's
I'd much rather get bumps on my dick than fucking sit in my bed and think something else is going on that isn't happening.
Yo,
I'd much
so
rather
crazy.
Have a party wiener.
Dead ass is so crazy.
It's a hard question because I dream a lot more than I have sex. So,
well, that's the thing about it. It's like I just really put some thought into these. You know?
Dreaming.
Damn right.
I'd rather dreaming.
Very good.
Bars.
Don't get rid of sex. I mean, get rid of sex. Fucking shit.
Yeah, I'd get rid of sex. I'd do the dreamer. All right. What would you?
Wait. Whoa. Bob. I'm getting rid of the fucking dreaming.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Dude.
Well, no.
Do you fucking think?
Fuck that.
I don't agree with your.
I know what you mean. Dude. I dreamed last night that I thought I got fired from work, and I was like, woke up, was like, ah, oh, I fucking gotta go
like,
to work.
Shit, do I go in?
Yeah, dude, it's a whole story. Yeah. That's so funny. Okay.
Lack is answer though.
Would you? Oh, what? Lack? You didn't say
that. Yeah, we didn't hear Lack.
I thought you said dream.
It's
cause I get rid of sex,
this, bro. This is way too hard.
Isn't that crazy, yo?
Both are necessary for life. That's all I'm saying.
Both are answers, so you only need to pick
well,
one.
Sex is reproduction, so I mean, you're not passing on your family tree there, pal.
Jesus.
I'd rather dream about killing myself.
Having sex.
Or having sex.
That'll do the job.
Oh, but I'd mainly dream about killing myself.
Alright, boys. Would you prefer consistently listening to music without ever taking another break? even for a fraction of a second, or never dry off, spending the entirety of your day soaked in fluid, any fluid including liquor, but you're never dry, you're consistently left to blister from over sweating or whatever, or you can never stop the consistent.
I'd rather not look like a raisin. I'll take the music.
Yeah, that's an easy one for me.
Definitely the music.
Yeah, but you gotta listen to it when you're sleeping, when you're
Cody,
when
you're pissing,
Cody. You do
take a break. You got Cody. A fucking migraine. You like you're listening to music.
To dive into your question just a little bit, Cody. Say you're around every second of your life, every fucking second, living second of your life is around a refrigerator that has this buzzing noise. Eventually, you won't even notice the buzzing noise. It's background. Ooh. At that point. So yeah, if I'm listening to music,
blasting,
plus music
like,
helps mental state.
Like, you have to dude. Make this. You have to make this like
Cody.
Unique, you know what I mean?
If
like,
I don't have to listen,
not like a fucking symphony walk in the park.
Cody,
like, this
Cody
shit is death metal blasting
Cody,
your
Cody,
goddamn
Cody,
ear
Cody. I'm sorry, but you said music, not the same song. Not the same song for this moment. You said music.
Yes, right.
This
no, yeah.
Whatever the fuck
yeah,
I
but
want.
It's gonna be loud.
That's a benefit.
Alright, I get it. I do like your answers.
I wanna answer. Thank you.
Everybody get this? Spit it
out. Oh, yeah.
Call me sexy Santa.
Alright, nope. Boys. You are
next question.
You are single handedly responsible for the removal of all video game content, and the world is relying on you to select one exception. So what is the one game that you save?
Cool. Easy. Ocarina of Time, The Legend of Zelda.
Very good. Gross.
Easy.
Well, I like
it. It's a hard one, Cody.
That's a classic, yo.
Give me a second. This is a hard one.
I'd keep Skyrim, I think, because that shit is just, you could just do that shit every day.
The amount of times I have made children into men on NBA 2K, I'm keeping 2K.
I love you. Bowen?
World of Warcraft.
I love that shit too. That shit's fire.
A huge world. It's basically a second world you can live
yeah.
in.
Good choices, everyone.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Well.
All right, boys, let's see what's next.
We touched on every main, like, major video game thing that
it's true.
Video game thing they are
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
It's who we are.
Time was the start of all 3D gaming. Skyrim was the definition of
oh my god.
World exploration.
Ahead of its time.
NBA, I mean, like, come on.
Sports.
Sports
competition games. Athletics.
You've seen me play 2K. Yeah, that shit's open world,
you're
technically.
You are definitely a
dude, master. And that's technically a first person shooter, if you know what I mean.
Laka, what was your last point? You had one more point to make.
World of Warcraft is like the pinnacle of MMORPG.
Yeah, MMORPG.
Multiplayer. Build your character up.
See, if Skyrim, that's what they fucked one.
All
they just made
that
first one multiplayer.
Literally the definition of all gaming. Like, it stemmed from all those games. We had
that was good. I like that. Background. It makes a really good fucking point. I mean, they're all like, they were all like, they're like the fucking iconic rappers. Like, they're set in stone, you know? Stepping
yeah,
stones for the.
It's like Tupac, Biggie, Lord Finesse,
Big O,
Jay-Z.
No.
What is it? Havoc and Prodigy and
yeah.
all of them.
I took that Jay-Z pick. I'm taking that NBA, baby.
All of them, bro. Kendrick.
Dog,
Kendrick
welcome.
And
random meme with a bunch of letters. Welcome to the weekly wrap-up.
I'm still blown away all the stuff that Dr. Dre did for the rap community. I'm just blown away. Moving
awesome,
on.
Boy, Will.
More questions. I just wanted to point that out.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Cody, the floor is yours.
Okay, so this one's kind of weird. I don't know what I was thinking, really. But I said, revive one person, but they won't remember their past life, and you're solely responsible for whoever you revived.
Damn.
No one.
Like, obviously, well, like, if you were...
Repeat the question so I have more time to think about it.
Okay. Revive one person, but they won't remember their past life. And you're solely responsible for whoever you revive. So if you revive OJ, if he died, I think he's still alive still.
He's very much still alive.
Well, when he croaks and you revive him, he's not going to remember what the fuck he did. I mean, you're going to be able to press him about it. But, you know, whatever he does, if he does it again, you know, you're responsible. So
my first pick is no one. My second pick would be JFK.
Because you brought him back. Ooh, JFK, I like
ooh,
that.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know why, but it's the first dead person I thought of.
No, I really like that. It's nice.
I'm gonna need some clarification. So you're saying that if you brought them back, they would make the same mistakes?
No, no, I'm just saying if they did. You know what I mean? You could be bringing back a really aggressive person. Like a
Michael Jackson. That bitch gonna sing to me all day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you brought back, like, he can ditto fucking
children. He can like little boys. I'll keep him away from little boys.
That's your fault.
But I'll know that he likes little boys, so I'll keep him away.
All right, so we got Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Fair enough.
I'll make him perform on the street, and he'll make me a lot of money.
Michael Jackson, JFK. Johnny?
I would say Big L.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
Nice. I'd probably bring back.
Was way before his time. He died way too young. He was only 24 when he got shot in the head, bro. He was only
Well, there's a lot of people in the 27 Club.
He just started his rap career. He just started his own label, Flamboyant Records. He just started it. And he was on his way home, like to his own house in Harlem. He got shot carrying groceries back. Dude, like, why? 24.
Oh, they don't give a fuck.
That's wild. One,
he was on the wrong side.
One album. He was way ahead of his time. Just didn't deserve it. Just, oh my god, so sad. I'd bring him back and teach him about what he's done.
I feel like this was a hard one too, because there's so many good. Like, I'm bringing back.
I picked fucking JFK. I mean, what the fuck am I doing?
That's crazy. I would not have expected that, Brandon.
Yeah, that crazy. Was pretty damn good.
I like first that. Dead person I thought of.
I don't know. Like, what about Kurt Cobain?
Yeah. Right. That one? Tupac? Yeah. Biggie? There's a million good picks, and I picked some fucking president who I never met in my life.
Well, he did good. He tried to keep the United States currency backed by, physical assets.
He was assassinated
assets,
like, because he was too woke. You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's why they hired some schizophrenic fucker.
He was way ahead
woke rap at a podcast.
Brooks, I chose Michael Jackson, a child.
That's fair. That's fair. Child predator. You picked the child diddler.
Hey, I'm just thinking about myself. If he can perform on the street for me, I'm set for life.
Self.
All right, boys. So, what would you prefer? A blunt and champagne or a bong and a beer?
Blunt and champagne.
Blunt and champagne.
I'm not that fancy every day, so bong and a beer, dude.
I like it, yo.
Like you and I got champagne together. Fuck you mean you're not that fancy.
Yeah, I know,
but fuck you mean.
I do that shit too. Alright, everything is black and white forever, or our days of light and our nights of dark are both increased 12 hours. So
12 hours. 12 hours.
Well, think about it. They might increase
Being colorblind.
They might. Yeah, that sucks. But they'd increase the working hours. You'd be working like 16-hour days, I'm sure.
Nah, other humans will understand we have limits.
Black and white, because I would love to rub one out to a black and white porno.
We still enslave people around the world.
You can already do that.
Or not we,
but I don't choose to. If I was forced to, I
would. No longer be as much humanity. Of a thing. They'd just be gray and gray. There's no more race.
Oh, yeah. See, that's fire.
Christ.
Everyone's just gray and gray.
So, will there be different shades of gray? So, then it would still get into the
mystical. I know. I was trying to spread hope.
All right. So,
12-hour days.
Did everybody answer? So, we got one 12-hour day. Yep. Or 24-hour. Well, 48.
I'd go black and white for pornos.
It's technically like a 48-hour day. All right. Black and white. Nice.
You know what I meant.
And black? No, I know what you mean, Bo. Yeah.
Join the bandwagon, son.
I'm drinking hot sauce, Lack.
I don't even know what I'm saying, dude.
But if you do go to work twice as much, then you get to sleep twice as much as well, right?
Correct.
Because
it's 8 hours.
If I went to
play,
work twice as much, I'd shoot myself in the head.
No, twice as much to pay, Brooks.
Play. No, yeah. Well, no, yeah. Think about it, because you got 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, 8 hours of play.
So is this humanly possible? We would crash after, like, what, 16 hours? We'd crash.
And then 8 hours we'd be having, of like, naps. Self-committed
you'd
suicide.
Like, you'd do, like, an 8-hour work, 8-hour nap, 8-hour. But it would run into it. So
human
be...
bodies adjust to it anyway?
Yeah, we'd
probably.
Adapt,
sure.
evolve
probably, actually, yeah.
For sure.
Probably look all weird and shit.
Don't we already look weird?
Who's to say there's not a parallel universe where that's already a thing?
Yeah.
No,
you mean someone out there is rubbing one out to a black and white porno? Good for them. Good for them.
On the newspaper.
Brooks, that was
talking about how would we rather have days that are shorter.
Nah?
These days aren't long enough. I got to be on air longer.
Yeah.
They're twice as long and black and white.
But some people are salary, so you're just getting paid for.
Oh, true.
The full.
Yeah, you're getting fucked anyways, and it's not even in black and white. Yeah. Sorry.
You're getting might fucked well. Tonight and losing your virginity. All right,
boys, number 10. Last one, boys. Five. Five tall glasses of Arby's Fry Vodka or five rounds with Nagano.
I'm taking the fucking vodka.
It's going to beat your ass either way. I'm talking tall, boys. I'm not talking shots. You're drinking 2.5 bottles of this, John.
Oh my god!
So basically, die of alcohol poisoning or die of a concussion in Bay Area.
Like a fraction.
I'll take the more fun way. I'll take the vodka.
Yeah, you might as well go out. You're going out with a bang either way. I mean,
yeah. It's both the same punch in the face either way.
True. Oh my god.
Dude, you wouldn't. The five rounds with Nagano would be a lot easier after the five glasses.
I don't know.
Honestly, if I was gonna choose Nagano, I'd want those five glasses.
Correct. So once that motherfucker puts you in that rear naked choke,
all
you're done.
Boys, you heard it here. D, all of the above. Send us your answers in the chat.
I don't think all of the above was the answer.
Put the beers in the chat. We all chose the beers.
Definitely, definitely.
Hey, yo! Shouts to this dude.
Was Will. I'm going on to his live in 20 minutes here because so Brooks is the hot ticket. People love Brooks. Brooks.
Who don't love Brooks? Shout out Power J. Exactly. You're probably not here no more. Damn.
No, he left. So we're not shouting him out. We're not shouting anyone out.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
And the only people we're shouting out is Cody Gems and Buzzsprout. For my friends, Bundy Beats. For my friend, Laka. For my friend, Cody. This has been the weekly wrap-up. And I believe with the calendar, it does. The next time we will talk to you will be next Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Thanks to the boys in the panel. Thanks to everyone who came through. And if you're listening to the show on replay, be sure to come through and join us next Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join us live.
To the fans, I promise you, the next time I touch my dick will be the next time I talk to you all. Peace.
Great place to leap.
Uh-huh.